verse number 5 of the chapter. Not going to preach long this evening. We'll bring a thought. We'll get to prayer, and then we'll see what time we make our way through. So Genesis chapter 40, let's read the word of God here from the verse number 5. The word of God says, "And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. Joseph came in unto them in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of the Lord's house, saying, Wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said unto him, In my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler. But think of me when it shall be well with thee. Show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed, I was stole away out of the land of the Hebrews. Here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said, Well, dear Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket was there all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, This is the interpretation thereof. 3 baskets are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hide thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. It came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up his head of the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants, and he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Amen. We end the reading at the end of the chapter. And let's just briefly pray. Father in heaven, bless now our time around the word, and minister to our hearts and offer prayer in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. You know, for many, this time of the year brings no cheer whatsoever. I must admit, in my days as a singleton, I really never enjoyed this time of the year, especially the older that I got. Many of my friends had entered into relationship with others, and I felt that the prospect of that ever happening to me was slipping and getting remoter as the years went by. Thankfully, I did have a good circle of friends, however, who were in a similar position as myself, and we were able to have fellowship together over the Christmas period. It took away that sense of loneliness that a single person feels at Christmas time. However, Christmas, as I said, can be, as a single person, can no doubt be a lonely time of the year. For others, it is the empty seat at home that makes Christmas a time of the year that they would rather see the back of. Family gatherings are just not the same anymore, with a husband or a wife gone, with a child missing around the dinner table, with a father or mother no longer there to make Christmas a special time of the year that it once was for them. And then there are others, and family disputes and difficulties and troubles, marital strain, financial pressures, health problems, mental anxiety, make the festive period a time of the year when a person just wants to hibernate under his care. And as he did so, Joseph was perceptive about other people's present circumstances. He didn't, as it were, go about with his head in his hands or with his eyes shut, but rather he was a man with his eyes wide open to the needs, the concerns, the anxiety, the perplexity, and the needs of others. I want you to notice how perceptive Joseph was when he came to consider the mental state of others. Look at the verses 6 and 7 of Genesis chapter 4. For it says there, and Joseph came in unto them, speaking of the butler and baker in the morning, and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. He asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? Here is a man who perceived the mental, emotional state of others that he worked alongside. Not only did he perceive that there was something wrong that day, but Joseph went a little bit further. He actually asked those men, why the sadness? He actually inquired of them, why do you look so sad today? It wasn't that he just perceived it and went on his own business, but such was the heart of Joseph for others that he took time out of his own busy schedule and he asked those individuals why they looked so miserable, so depressed, so sad that day. It's as if he went into the prison cell that day, and as he looked upon those men, he eventually plucked up the courage and he said, men, you're just not looking yourselves today. You're just not looking yourselves today. Is everything okay? Really, that's what Joseph was asking the prisoners on that particular occasion when he said, wherefore look ye so sadly today? I wonder, brethren and sisters, are we as discerning? Are we as perceptive as Joseph was when it comes to those that we live with and those that we work with? Do we care? Do we care about our fellow man? Or are we so taken up with ourselves? Really, as long as we're okay, then everyone else must be okay. But I have no doubt that Joseph had his own troubles, his own struggles, his own difficulties to think about. And yet Joseph wasn't so caught up with his own troubles that he failed to see the emotional state of the butler, the baker, that particular morning. Others, maybe in that prison, would have passed those men by. But Joseph was of a different spirit. The Spirit of God was in him. That would be later spoken about by Pharaoh. The Spirit of the gods is in him. The Spirit of God is in this man. And so here we have a Spirit-filled man, perceptive enough to see that the butler and the baker were sadder than they normally were, and therefore he asked them, wherefore look ye so sadly today? Joseph is a great picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. While Joseph was perceptive with regard to the change of mood in these men, I want to remind you that as perceptive as Joseph was, there is none as perceptive as our God, endowed with the knowledge of all things about us down to our very thoughts. God perceives when our spirits are low, when our hearts are broken, when our minds are troubled. And thank God it is to him that we can bring everything to God in prayer. We can cast our care upon him, assured that he careth for us. And I believe, brethren and sisters, that we need to pray that God would make us as perceptive as Joseph was. As perceptive as Joseph was whenever we walk into our school or into our places of work or among our family members or even into the Church of Jesus Christ. We need to be perceptive enough to see the changes of emotions within the state of our friends and our work colleagues and our family members. Maybe a death taken place. Maybe a family row has erupted. Maybe there's stress and trouble within the marriage. Maybe a relationship has hit hard Christian should be discerning enough, not so engrossed in themselves that they can't look past the end of their own noses, but rather they look out into a world that is hurting because of sin, and understand that there are men and women who need to hear the gospel, and that God maybe has caused it to be so to change their present circumstances, to make their hearts soft and therefore receptive to the gospel message, whereas before they had little or no time or thought for Christ and his salvation. The God opened our eyes to a world that is hurting because of sin. The God to carry the message of salvation to their hearts. You know, maybe you're here tonight and you've got your troubles and your anxieties and your worries. Nobody else knows about. Well, let me say God knows. He's perceptive enough. He is invested with infinite knowledge, is discerning enough to realize why you are sad today. Give your burdens to the Lord. Lay them at his feet. Lay them on the great burden bearer. Having interpreted the meaning of the butler's dream, an interpretation that would inform him that within 3 days he would be reinstated to his former post as Pharaoh's personal butler, Joseph made then a simple request to the butler. In verse 14, he says, "But think of me when it is well, and it shall be well with thee. But think of me when it shall be well with thee." These words, I've spoken to the young people about them, I've maybe even spoken to you about them, but these were the words that the Lord always brings to me in the lead up to this time of the year. Think of me when it is well with thee. I think it's God's way of reminding me that there are those within the family of God and those outside the family of God whose circumstances will mean that this time of the year will not be as joyous for them as it was in previous years. And as a pastor and as a minister, I am to think of them when it is well with me. And you are to think of them when it is well with you. The passing of a loved one, whether that death has happened this year, and there are those and that has been the case, or whether it is in some previous year, is something that I believe is very to the very fore of people's minds when families gather together over a Christmas period. And we ought to think on such people whenever it's well with us, whenever all of our families gather and nobody's missing around our people, to think of them. A simple text message, a little card in the post, a word of encouragement whispered into the ear and thinking about you and praying for you can mean an awful amount. It can mean an awful lot to one who is dreading Christmas 2022 because there's somebody in the family circle who will not be there this year. They're gone. Think of me when it shall be well with thee. And then there are others in our congregation, and they've got their ongoing health issues that really mean for them that there's very little to celebrate this year. And yet, here we are. And yes, it is cold in God's house, but at least we're here. And we're in a good state of health, at least physically, we're able to come to God's house. Others are not able to do that. And while God has given us good health, then we ought to think about others whose health isn't just as great. And then, as I said, loneliness is more acutely felt at this time of the year than at any other time of the year. And so whenever your family and your friends all gather into your home, think of those who have no love. Or very few people to meet up with. Think of me when it shall be well with thee. What was Joseph asking for? He was just asking that the butler would be empathetic. Be empathetic. be empathetic with me. And brethren and sisters, that's what we need. We need empathy. We need to enter into people's circumstances and think about them and not be so selfish and so caught up with ourselves. Whereas this time of the year, sadly, brings very much to the forefront of this preacher's life as much as to your life. And to think about them, to think about others. You know, I remind you that God thought of us when it was well with him in heaven. Think of me when it shall be well with me. It was well with him when he found himself in eternal bliss and in sweet communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And yet he looked to us. He looked into the future. He would see the fall of humanity. And God was mindful of us, as we thought about on Sunday evening past. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And in the mind of God, God purposed to send his only begotten Son into this world. He thought on us when it was well with him. Left, he caused him to leave the eternal bliss of heaven and step into a world in order to seek and to see if that which was lost. And I remind you, brethren and sisters, that just because all is well with us presently, doesn't mean that all is well with everybody else. And it doesn't mean that by tonight or tomorrow will still be well with us. Any circumstance can arise whereby life is turned on its head in about a few moments. Beyond many a smile, there is that broken heart. So during this time of the year, let's think of others when it is well with us. And let's not only think of them, but let's do something in order to relieve them, if at all possible. Think of me when it's well with thee. I wonder who is it you're thinking about just now. Maybe somebody I don't know. Is it well with them at presently? Maybe they're sorrowing, maybe they're sick, maybe they're lonely. I wonder, can you do anything to help them? Can you do anything to encourage them? Can you do anything to let them know at least that you're thinking about them? You know, if there's nothing that you can do for them physically, there is something you can do for them tonight. As we meet in this place, and that is to pray for them. I think it is the best thing. I know it is the best thing. You can pray for them. You can carry them and their needs to the Lord in prayer. It's referred to in the Bible as bearing one another's burdens. And in doing that, we fulfill the law of Christ. What is that law? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The second great commandment. I admit that this is what I have been doing. I'm thinking about people in this congregation, I'm praying for you. Sisters gone, mothers gone, loved ones gone. Others are sickly, others lonely, children. I'm praying for you. That's what the pastor's to do. But that's what you're to do for your brethren and sisters. Care. To love people. This isn't some kind of wishy-washy liberal teaching, brothers and sisters. This is biblical. But to love one another, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye love one another. What expressions of love have we been showing to others in recent days? What expressions of love will we show in coming days? You know, I believe that there are many of God's people who are saying, if not outwardly, they would be saying inwardly, would to God that somebody would think about me. Would to God that somebody would think about me. But that's what we're to do. Think of them. Help them. Support them. Encourage them. Say that you're there to help. Let need be known if there be somebody here tonight, and maybe that's where you are. You're at a point where it seems that nobody cares. Well, as your minister, can I say, I care? And if there is that need, let it be known. Do not struggle on. We're here to help you, support you, encourage you. We seek your good. I want you to know that. I seek only your good. It may not seem that way sometimes when I preach, but I seek your good and your spiritual welfare. And so I trust that as we make our way, and as the world would try to get us to think only about ourselves, may we think on others. You know, the sad thing is that the butler never remembered him. Not for 2 years. And really, it would take God to send a couple of dreams to Pharaoh in order for all that to work out. The butler would probably never remember Joseph. Never remembered the kindness shown to him. Terrible pity if others were kind to you and you forgot to repay that kindness. That was the testimony, sadly, of the chief butler. And the butler will go on to confess. He says, I remember my faults this day. He remembered his sins. And he remembered about Joseph languishing in prison. And so let's, when it is well with us, let's think of others. And then you repay the compliment to others when it is well with you. Doing all to others as we would have them do all to us. It is a very simple message, and I trust at least some challenge to our hearts, that we will think on others when it is well with ourselves. May the Lord bless even this short word to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how grateful we are whenever it was well with thee, thou didst remember us, and thou didst think on us. Thou didst not forget us. And Lord, we thank thee that thou didst not only think upon us, but Lord, thou didst do something to relieve us and to deliver us from the position where sin had taken humanity to. Thou didst come into this world in the form of a man, lived among them, and died for them upon the cross of Calvary. However grateful we are that Christ came in the fullness of the time. Bless, Lord, in this congregation, and for those who find themselves, O God, lonely, others who find themselves distressed, those who find themselves sick, others who sorrow, and all of the various troubles and trials that we find in between. God, we pray that thou will meet each one with sufficient grace, and Lord, with thy supply of mercy. Grant, Lord, each one to know the minister of the God of all comfort and the Father of all mercy. It's your prayer.